Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has appealed to member states to assist the drive against the Ebola outbreak in West Africa. The announcement just made, you've heard about it during the bulletin this morning, by the Minister for Development, Trade, Promotion at the Department of Foreign Affairs, Sean Sherlock, that €600,000 is going to be spent. He's on the line now to tell us how. Sean Sherlock, good morning.
Good morning, Cathal.
So €600,000 to assist, obviously a lot of more money is going to be involved, but this is our contribution. How's it going to be spent?
Well, we have taken a decision to invest €600,000 to the United Nations International Children's Emergency Fund, that's UNICEF as we know it, because there we feel that the best way to respond to this at this point in time is to divest monies to ensure that we can provide nutritional supplies for children, because what we're seeing is that there are approximately 5,000 victims so far. What we're seeing is that one in five are children, and what we're seeing is that with the high mortality rates and where mothers in particular are affected, we feel strongly that we need to divest funding through UNICEF to actual to provide nutritional supplies and basic infant formula and food supplies. But on top of that, then we're providing 42 tons of very core commodities like blankets and mosquito nets and water tanks and soaps, and we want to make sure that they're divested directly to people from a humanitarian point of view. So in essence, we are focusing at this point in time on getting the aid to the families who are in isolation and in quarantine, and we want to make sure that children in particular who are affected by this will get the basic food supplies that they need.
Barry Andrews of Goal, who was on the programme last week, having just been to Sierra Leone, made two suggestions about what Ireland could do, apart from obviously giving money, which you've just announced, towards the effort to tackle a disease which is still very much presenting huge problems to the health services there. Now, one of the suggestions he was that looking at the possibility of deploying people with different forms of expertise, for example, in the HSE, for example, in the Army. And I know that one member of our Rapid Response Corps has been sent to Senegal to do what?
Well, effectively, Irish Aid has a system whereby there are people who are deployed in various regions throughout the globe who are experts, if you will. Maybe that could be medical, logistical. And what we do is we deploy that rapid response person or persons to various areas. So in this case, what we have done is we have deployed a rapid response person who will work with the World Food Programme so that when those stocks, and we call them stocks, those blankets, mosquito nets and tanks and so on, when they're deployed, we make sure through the rapid response person that they are divested or distributed in the best way possible.
Would you consider
people on the ground.
Would you consider offering any more expertise?
Well, absolutely, and that's an ongoing process. So where we are effectively at the moment is we're targeting children in terms of the disbursement of the €600,000 through UNICEF, but we're continually monitoring this. It's important also to state that we have an excellent ambassador as well. Ambassador Sinead Walsh is there on the ground, and so she's liaising with our department. And so what we will do is we will monitor ongoing processes. So, for instance, the next response may be coordinated in a more medical way as opposed to a humanitarian way, if you will, but we continue to monitor and continue to work with our ambassador on the ground.
There. Right, before you go, Minister, that other humanitarian crisis with an estimated 100,000 Kurds having crossed into Turkey from Syria. Now, the government has announced that it's going to let in a very small number of Syrians over the next few years. I think it's about roughly 150 a year. And we heard Carol Batchelor of the UN Refugee Agency there appealing to countries to relax restrictions, to take in more people because of the sheer scale of the crisis they're facing. Should that figure, that very low figure we've agreed to let in, as I say, it's about 150 a year, should that be reconsidered?
Well, I think, again, we monitor these numbers as time goes on.
But well, you know what's happening on the Turkish border. There are 100,000 people now who've left their homes and gone to another country. So the need is increasing.
The need is increasing, but I think the very fact that we agree to the principle of allowing people in and providing, refugee status, if you will, for those people in the first instance, that the basic principle is there and that Ireland will respond accordingly. And I think Ireland, historically, as it is doing now with this Ebola virus, is ensuring that it will play its part in ensuring that from a humanitarian point of view,
indeed,
that people who are affected by, where you have these crises globally, that we have an appropriate response.
Sure. Should that figure of 150 a year, people from Syria who've had to leave their homes, refugees, should that figure be reconsidered at least?
Well, what we will do, Cathal, is we will, monitor that situation. If it is appropriate to take in more people, then we will, consider that. But I think it's important that we establish the principle that we will take people in the first instance. And historically, if you take the Bosnian crisis in the early 90s, we had an appropriate response to that as well.
Anyway, Sean Sherlock, Minister, thank you for talking to us.